Day after day, we toiled. My father, my brother Claudius, pulling grains for the Orican takers in the city, as our kind had done for generations. We were young, but the work made us old. Our backs ached, our hands bled, the sun tortured our skin. In the worst times, it felt as though death would claim us before the day was through. It was on one such afternoon that I was fated to first hear that glorious sound, a whisper I strained to hear in a tongue not of man, but of something else, something grander, a language I understood instinctively, the language of desire. It said, "Fear not poverty. Poverty is the bitter soil in which sweet desire blossoms."